if I may jump in here, George, and give a very brief summary of what happened here last weekend. I'm sure our Santa Cruz listeners and people all over the states and Canada will be glued to this. This is how chemtrails can be beaten. This is how they were beaten, at least over the past short while.
All right, let's hear.
Here in Canada. Okay, basically we have two brothers, Ben and James, who last Friday called the international airport. And get this, they never used the word chemtrails. This is key. They played absolutely dumb, as if they had no idea what was happening. And they simply complained about large aircraft, this is important here, flying in close proximity to each other over this very crowded city. So they told the airport manager, you've got these hot dog pilots crisscrossing all over the place. Looks like a lot of pollution coming from these airplanes, but we're concerned for public safety. We have 5 hours of videotape. We have four jets on tape flying within 10 seconds of each other. Air regulations say they can't fly within 20 minutes of each other. And we are going to launch a class action lawsuit around the issue of public safety, not chemtrails, public safety, if this does not cease and desist. And since then, the chemtrail planes have been circling outside the city limits but have not overflown Victoria.
Now, isn't that fascinating?
So the key word is lock class action, and hey, we're all ready to jump on that one. And I've had lawyers approach me, how can we do this? We don't have evidence. Get out your video cameras, put them on a tripod, and if you can get two or more of these planes within a few seconds of each other, you have an open and shut case to take to the FAA and to the airport, and you can sue them for public endangerment.
Where do you think some of these planes are coming from? Are they coming from nearby military bases, or are they coming from way out there?
They're coming from major military bases. We're aware of some in California, one outside of Phoenix, though we don't have, and this is frustrating, good photographs. Bases also on the northeastern coast of the United States. And also, George, we have reports of municipal airports that have been closed for some years being reactivated, fenced in, and apparently flying planes, chemtrail planes, out of those disused civil airports.
I've also heard some of the fencing could be for crowd control if they ever needed it.
I suppose they would need a lot of fencing because there's a lot of upset people, and well, they should be. But again, get it on tape, call your airport officials, and if they, I love what the brothers did in Victoria, George. The airport said, we don't know whose planes they are, and they said, well, you better find out. They're right over your own airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Do your
job. They did a good job.